The EPA has released a new insecticide plan. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency released a draft of its plan to protect endangered species while still allowing farmers the flexibility to use insecticides to protect their crops. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about the announcement.
So the administration has been developing a ESA work plan, which was mandated by court order for EPA to expedite their compliance with the Endangered Species Act in terms of pesticide registration. So they have been releasing these strategies to comply with the Endangered Species Act by classes of pesticides.
Boatwright says farmers and ranchers should keep an eye out for impacts to pesticides and pesticide application practices.
It could impact farmers and ranchers as chemistries are being reviewed by EPA. They will pull from this strategy, this document, to potentially apply new mitigation measures to pesticide applications based on their chemistry. The good news is that we won't see these new requirements immediately.
Boatwright says this is an ongoing process.
The next step in the process is for those insecticides moving forward to have the strategy applied to them at the normal length of the process. Another next step to be watching is that we also expect a fungicide and a rodenticide strategy to be finalized.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says that they have found common sense ways to keep endangered species safe that won't place unneeded burden on the growers who rely on these tools for their livelihood and which are necessary to ensure a safe and plentiful food supply. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins also agrees that this strategy provides much-needed improvements that will better protect the U.S. homegrown crops from pests and diseases. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.